The executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, says until the GFA match-fixing issue is proved beyond reasonable doubt, it remains a mere allegation and cannot be referred to as corruption. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Azim explained that exposure of the match-fixing gives credence to the fact that underhand dealings go on in football and other sporting activities.
For now, there are still allegations and there are denials. But if it actually took place and if people were involved on our side, then it is wrong, it is corruption. The definition of corruption remains the same, the abuse of entrusted power for private gain. So if you are in a position to do something for your country and you take advantage of it and benefit yourself, definitely is corruption. But as I said, for now, there are just allegations and there are deniers. We don't yet know the truth. But if it really happened, and if our people compromise their positions, then definitely you cannot rule out corruption, because there is a personal gain that supersedes that of the national gain. Because look at how every Ghanaian is interested in watching TV and seeing, giving support to Black Stars and seeing them win. So if some individuals decide to compromise their position, especially because they are in a certain position, then definitely it's corruption. But it is not yet confirmed, the allegations, and there are deniers. There are even threats to go to court. So for now, we see it as allegations.
That is why I want to just establish this fact that the GFA chairman, Kwesi Nyantichi, was on air to have admitted that some group of persons approached him with a proposal, but he was not convinced, so he referred the proposal to the legal department of the association. And so he also threatened, like you said, court action because he has not signed any contract, and so that could not have been corruptible. What do you say to that?
That's what I'm saying. If he refused to go with them, on his side, it may not be corruption. But on the side of the other people, they can still be accused of corruption because they approached him, they wanted personal gain from it. So on his side, if he did not go with them, it wouldn't be corruption on his part, but it would be corruption on the side of the other people. And it also raises an alarm that this is something that happens. Now, it's not probably the first time that it's happening. It's not only Ghana that they've attempted to corrupt. Maybe there are other countries, there are other football teams, other FAs that they have attempted to corrupt. So it is something that happens in football and sports in general. And for next year, Transparency International is deciding to do an in-depth study of corruption in sports.
So it means that before they even fix or pair up teams, people go underground to maneuver to do such arrangements.
Is this a possibility? Let's say that it's possible that people do that. It happens. People always look at various ways of making money or getting personal gain. So it is possible that it happens.
That was Vitus Azim, who is the executive director of Ghana Integrity Initiative.